USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, protesters gathered outside the home of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in Louisville, Kentucky. McConnell has pledged to move forward in finding a replacement for Ginsburg before the election. Democrats want to wait till after. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin.
I don't want to get involved in this debate until at least Justice Ginsburg and her family have had time to mourn and celebrate and reflect.
Senator Susan Collins says we should wait until after the election. President Trump disagrees.
Well, I totally disagree with her. We have an obligation. We won. And we have an obligation as the winners to pick who we want.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
With more than 30 million cases of coronavirus around the world, experts say the spread is far from over. Michael Ryan is executive director of the Health Emergencies Program for the World Health Organization.
The force of infection within our communities, and particularly in some countries, is still very high. The fact that at a regional, sub-regional, or in specific countries, we're seeing significant rises in cases as we're seeing in Europe.
At least 188 countries and territories now have confirmed cases of COVID-19. Voluntary evacuations have been issued in parts of Texas ahead of Tropical Storm Beta. Galveston, Texas County Judge Mark Henry explains why he's leaving the decision up to residents.
We don't anticipate any need for mass evacuation. The highest forecast winds that I have seen are 35 miles an hour. That's just a really good thunderstorm. And the highest rainfall totals I have seen decreased. Yesterday it was 15 inches probable, and now it's 15 inches potentially.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A number of Amazon employees were bribed to put products online. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Six people allegedly conspired to bribe Amazon employees and contractors in order to gain a competitive advantage on the retailer's marketplace, according to federal prosecutors. The U.S. Department of Justice said those charged posed as consultants and worked with third-party sellers whose products had been previously removed from Amazon Marketplace to get the items back on the platform. The six then paid a total of more than $100,000 each in bribes to at least 10 Amazon employees in exchange for their restoring the banned products or services. The products include household goods, consumer electronics, and dietary supplements. The six accused face up to 5 years in prison for commercial bribery and up to 20 years for wire fraud. They'll appear in court in Seattle on October 15th.
It was like a scene from a TV show played out in the Motor City. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns explains.
A driver in Detroit is behind bars after he jumped his car over a rising drawbridge on the city's west side. Drawbridge operator Andre Locke talked to television station WDIV about the incident. He looked at the car and said, "No, he ain't." But he did.
Over he went, blew out all four of his tires, and then he crashed through the other gate over there.
The call over the police radio described it as the Dukes of Hazzard. Locke called it the Blues Brothers.
That's a first for me. That's a first for me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.